Bootleg by Alex Shearer. Read by Martin Jarvis. A man in a uniform stood pasting a notice to the boarded-up window of a derelict shop. Two schoolboys watched him closely. The man paused for a second to admire his handiwork, then glanced at the two children.
"That's it for you lot, then. No more chocolate for you once 5 o'clock gets here. That'll teach you."
He picked up his brush and the bag of posters.
"Crunchy apples to you, comrades," he said.
This was now the official greeting of the good-for-you party. A simple cheerio wasn't acceptable.
"Juicy oranges to you, citizen," responded the boys dutifully.
"Have a banana," answered the man.
Then he walked swiftly on to put the last of his posters up on a nearby bus shelter. The boys looked at the notice. It read, "Government order. All chocolate will be illegal as from 5 o'clock today. The sale of sweets or chocolate is banned and is a criminal offence. Issued by the Good For You Party, your elected representatives."
"So, that's it then," said Smudger Moore. "I've got one toffee left and one last chocolate bar. How about you, Huntley?"
Huntley Hunter searched through his pockets. He came up with a half-sucked sherbet lemon, a piece of licorice, and a penny chew.
"Come on," said Smudger. "Let's find somewhere quiet to eat them."
They went on down to the old cemetery and ate their last sweets sitting solemnly on a tombstone. They made them last as long as they could. Then they took the wrappers and licked them clean. But instead of throwing the papers away, they smoothed them into small regular shapes and put them in their pockets. The boys walked out of the cemetery.